In our headlines, Bank of Ghana renews contract of current managing director of ARB Apex Bank, Alex Kwesi Iwa, a move expected to avert any planned industry action and some staff agitations. Also, this bulletin, Ministry of Transport outlines plans to incorporate electric vehicles into Ghana's public transportation system. Later on, food chain calls intensify for mandatory front of pack food warning labels amid rising debt-related diseases. We've got details of this and more for you. Please stay. The Joy Business Report is brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. I am Pius Kojobaka, and look now at our stories. The Bank of Ghana has moved to extend the contract of the current managing director of ARB Apex Bank, Alex Kwesi Iwa. Workers of the institution had in recent times been pushing for a resolution of the prolonged and unjustified delay in confirming the contract of the bank's managing director, warning that a delay could result in some industry action, staff agitation, and affect confidence in the rural banking sector. But speaking to Joy Business, Head of Communications at the Bank of Ghana, Bernard Otabel, noted that there are clear procedures in dealing with the issues and that should not be sidestepped.
Well, the whole idea is, as a regulator, we have processes and procedures that we follow. If the workers have expressed any concerns to us, or they have met us to discuss the issue, perhaps they would have understood it a bit more from the perspective where we are coming from. But be it as it may, they are governed by a board. ARB Apex Bank PLC is governed by a board. They have a management structure. They have a governance structure. The board chairman has actually spoken to us in terms of, through the letter that I mentioned earlier, and expressing his willingness and or his acceptance of the letter that we sent to him. And then
Bernard Otabel is the Director of Communications at the Bank of Ghana. Deputy Transport Minister Dorcas Toffees reinforcing government's commitment to advancing Ghana's electric vehicle transition. Speaking at the ERAEV conference in Accra, Madam Toffees said Ghana's transport system must evolve to meet modern standards of efficiency and environmental responsibility. She noted that the move toward electric mobility is not just a global trend, but a necessary shift to cut emissions, reduce fuel costs, and improve overall transport quality.
Key drivers of Africa's EV revolution: abundant renewable energy. Africa has immense solar and wind energy potential, making it an ideal location for developing EV charging infrastructure. Two, growing demand for transportation, he talked about. With a rapidly expanding population, the demand for efficient transportation is increasing, making EVs an attractive and sustainable solution.
Dorcas Toffees is the Deputy Transport Minister. Metropolitan Insurance has officially rebranded to MPL Life, marking a major strategic shift to expand insurance accessibility and accelerate digital innovation across Ghana's insurance landscape. The announcement was made at a news conference held at the Marriott Hotel. Dr. Rafiq Dawdy, Chief Executive Officer and Country Head of MPL Life, emphasized that the company's renewed focus is built on simplifying insurance processes and strengthening customer accessibility.
Everything about our company, our business, our products, our services, and everything. And we are also 24-hour service, away from you. And so you can always reach us as and when you actually require our services. Yeah, so we believe that technology should bridge the gap between even the formal and the informal sector. You would see that Momo, for instance, the Momo platform is gaining currency because, though it's technology-driven, but it appeals to the informal sector. We have a large informal sector in this country. Nearly 80% of the workforce in this country is in the informal sector. And so technology is going to play a mediating role. Already, we have rolled out a number of technology-driven products that are, expanding insurance reach in this country and creating value for our customers.
Industry players, including Trust.
Dr. Rafiq Dawdy is the Chief Executive Officer and Country Head of MPL Life. Deputy Managing Director of Carl Bank, Johnson Owari, has charged entrepreneurs to be swift in adapting to the use of digital tools to enhance their performance at various stages of their work life. This, he believes, is crucial as more artificial intelligence-led initiatives are being carried out to make work easier and faster. Mr. Owari was speaking to Joy Business after addressing the Possibilities Conference by the bank and the ELEC Group.
There are intelligent machines that are able to learn. They are able to adapt. These were values and very important skills that we thought that in the past could generate a lot of work for people. Today, they are also intelligent. The machines are able to adapt. So these digital employees have become a threat to the human employees. We're encouraging the youth to self-improve continuously. Be audacious. Talent is no longer enough.
President of the Africa Tourism Research Network, Emmanuel Frimpong, is urging stronger promotion of domestic tourism to boost Ghana's revenue in the sector. He warns that rising hotel and flight costs are discouraging international visitors, creating a growing earnings gap. Speaking to Joy Business, he stressed that encouraging more Ghanaians to prioritize local tourist sites is essential to cushioning the industry against this shortfall.
The issue with local tourism, or what we call domestic tourism, is about packaging. In Ghana, most of our tourism offerings are quite expensive. Most of the hotels are expensive. So local people are not able to patronize. People don't even know where to go. We are not promoting, we are not marketing destinations in Ghana. So people have no idea that even within the communities that they live, there are places that they can explore. There are things that they can visit. You go to Cape Coast Castle, there are people who live there, have never experienced there. You come to Accra, people in Jamestown have no idea what the lighthouse is about. So we need to be able to market what we have to locals so that they can begin to also explore.
You're still listening to the Joy Business Report. Ghanaian shoppers are increasingly surrounded by processed foods, yet many have no easy way to tell which products pose serious health risks. Unlike several countries that clearly mark high-risk foods with front-of-pack warning labels, Ghana has no such system in place. On today's edition of Food Chain, Country Director of SEND Ghana, Harriet Nwama Ajimang, is sounding the alarm, warning that the absence of the labels leave consumers exposed as diet-related diseases continue to surge.
Imagine walking into a supermarket and instantly knowing which foods could harm your health before picking them up. That is the power of front-of-pack food warning labels, a simple tool that many countries are already using to help consumers make smarter and healthier choices. In Ghana, however, this critical layer of protection is still missing, leaving shoppers to navigate shelves loaded with processed foods without clear guidance. Country Director of SEND Ghana, Harriet Nwama Ajimang, is raising fresh concerns over this gap, stressing that the absence of front-of-pack warning labels puts consumers at a disadvantage.
The whole idea behind this is that we know, or we are informed, that the nutrients of concern have implications on our health in terms of the quantities we take in. And so we need to be wary of the quantities we take in daily. And that is why if you have the warning on the packages you are picking off the shelf, you are pre-informed and then you pick what you think will be healthy for you.
She's therefore calling on government to move swiftly in introducing a national policy that mandates these warning labels across all processed foods. Such a measure, she argues, would tackle rising cases of diet-related diseases including diabetes, hypertension, and obesity.
So the person who cannot read and write goes to the shelf, they want to pick a can of tomato paste, and they have the colors on it, embossed on it, and it shows green. And the person knows that this one contains low sugar, and so I can pick it. Or it contains low salt, and therefore I can pick it. So for us, our focus is on the consumer. And that is why we are advocating that the ministry should get the front of pack warning labeling out to guide you and I on what we choose or pick from the shelves.
But beyond policy, Harriet is urging consumers to join the advocacy in order to push manufacturers and policymakers to prioritize front-of-pack food warning labels.
Ghanaians should stop sitting on the fence. Sometimes we behave as if we are not concerned about anything. And so even when they say don't eat too much of this, then we would complain. We have to be able to get on board and manage what we eat. The fast pace of life is what is pushing all of us to eat processed and ultra-processed foods.
Yeah.
But taking a minute to look out for a warning labeling is as important as putting the food into your mouth and feeling full.
Front-of-pack warning labels are seen as a straightforward way to help Ghanaians make safer and healthier food choices. With the right support from both government and consumers, these labels could soon appear on shelves, giving everyone clearer guidance when selecting food products. That's it for today's edition of Food Chain with me, Jesse Eyram Agbapo.
And that's how we conclude the Joy Business Report, brought to you by Ecobank, the Pan-African Bank, and Imperial General Assurance Solid Protection. We've got a message from Ecobank. This festive season,